Joining me on the mic, media and broadcast expert. He's a politician, a journalist, and well-known published author, Darren Hinch. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. By the way, you've travelled all around Australia, no doubt, many, many years. And what do you think? What are your thoughts of Sunrise here and what we've got to offer when it comes to the Australian landscape?
Let me tell you, I flew in from Melbourne yesterday and on this beautiful clear blue sky, and I'd forgotten how flat Mildura is.
It
hit me first of all, I said, my God, this is so flat. And then you see this patchwork quilt of the vineyards changing colour, the beautifully mapped out quilt, as I said, of various crops coming in different colours. And it is, and then the river meandering along there, and you think, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's amazing. Hey, economically...
Can I tell you what really bugs me, and I've been to several of these sort of field days around Victoria in recent times. The biggest problem in country Victoria is water. Now,
yes.
I know today the sun's shining, and my theory is you need rain, but if it isn't raining, let it be sunny. You know, let's have a lot of rain, but then sunny otherwise. But I've been in India, and the problem in India is not lack of water, because the Ganges pours water out everywhere. And so why can't we do it with the Murray? I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense that you go and pay $80 million to some offshore company on some water corruption thing.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest issue in country Victoria. We just don't manage water the way it should be managed.
Yeah, all right. It's a very, very hot topic,
yeah.
Of course.
As it should be.
You're here specifically for a reason, is that right?
Yeah, field days. Yeah. I'm here with Tanya Maxwell, who's our Justice Party member for the region.
Yeah.
And it's great. On her booth, we've got a list of all the shires that come under her jurisdiction. And I love to see people walking past saying, oh, Mitchell, oh, I live there. And it's just amazing. It's one of the, I mean, somebody told me it takes about 11 hours to drive across her electorate.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
I know that, yeah.
These sort of days, and the fact we had COVID and everybody shut down last year, I was in Seymour recently. They've got their field day back again, and I was, you know, and so it really is coming good.
Our economic value on the Australian landscape, what do you think? I mean, we do offer a lot to Australia. We are the food bowl
when it comes
to Australia.
Yeah,
well, so,
hey, listen, when I was on radio on 3AW, the Sunraysia ads used to drive me nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of those ones in the family business that used to, and the family used to do the ads themselves, and it's driving me nuts. But it is. I mean, and I saw I was there yesterday for the launch of the dry food book.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Which gives the history of this place. Go back decades and decades. You know, it really was the, it's a corny word, the food bowl, but this place is the food bowl.
Yeah, it is a corny word, but it is exactly what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, of course, it's very important that all our locals come down and support local businesses
yes.
today. Inviting
more
everyone
so,
to come down.
More so than ever. I mean,
yeah.
I'll tell you two things. Get down here, support local business, and for God's sake, have a vaccination.
Darren,
okay. I've had mine. I've done number one, and I've had the first one, and then I've had the flu shot, and now I've got to wait a few weeks between the flu shot and number two. I mean, look, if you don't want to vaccinate for yourself, do it for other people.
Yeah.
You know, we're one of the luckiest countries in the world. How we've avoided more damage. I mean, it was terrible stuff in Victoria. The state government did stuff it up with the first hotel quarantines, and we had 800 families have lost loved ones.
Yeah.
But since then, things have improved. I think we've had more than 3 million Australians have now had their first vaccination,
yeah.
which is great news.
We talk about Australia. We've done so well, really, on a world landscape when it comes to COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of negativity sometimes about, you know, political negativity and whatnot of what's gone wrong, but we sometimes need to talk about what went really
what's right.
Right. Yeah.
I make myself unpopular. I do Sunrise quite often
yeah.
On Seven, and I support Morrison's quarantine and ban on people coming in from India. It's not racist. I mean, there are people there of all sexes, colours and creeds who've been stuck in India, and it's a terrible thing for them, and three have died. But when they're saying, why can't they put them on a flight and bring them home? I say, hold on, if you're negative or you're not ill at all, I've bought a ticket to fly to Australia, I'm not going to be happy sitting breathing the same recycled air as somebody who's COVID positive for 12 hours, and what about the crew? You know, I mean, if you can organise separate flights of people, crew volunteers, and bring them out here, that's one thing. But you imagine the court case. If I'm healthy, I get on a plane, and I become positive because of somebody sitting next to me.
Yeah.
The the court case for Qantas would be fairly substantial.
Yeah, look, it doesn't matter which way you go. It's a bad outcome when it comes to COVID. It is walking a tightrope.
If I got measles today, they wouldn't let me fly to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So if you're sick and you're ill in any country for any reason and you're ill, you shouldn't travel.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck overseas, it's a terrible thing, but that's life, as somebody said.
All right, let's turn back to the field days. Yeah. You've had a chance to walk around. What are the stands that you've that stand out?
Let me tell you, I don't eat much meat.
Okay.
I haven't had a steak in years, but every day I walk past that roaming grill there and watch them doing the spit thing there. And I was tempted yesterday, and by the time I got there, they sold out. And so if you're coming here today and you want to have a grill, get there early. It takes about 2 hours there, and that's fantastic. I've enjoyed wandering around. We had a good launch yesterday.
Yes.
The 70th anniversary of Field Day. And look, these sort of days, for city people should be out in the country more like this. And I just love the fact that post-COVID, people are getting back together.
Well, speaking on that, we do have a lot of Melbourneites moving out into this region right now. We're becoming more and more and more popular. And just, for example, our real estate's gone up enormously over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And just the migration to this region's been incredible. We are really building and building. It's almost like in some way, we certainly really weren't touched with COVID-19 from a virus perspective. Economically, we were hit bad, but the whole of Australia was. But this place has really become much more popular on the map because of COVID.
COVID has changed the world, and COVID will change us. Because even things like, I've been doing some writing lately, I'm worrying about the return of the restaurant industry because when you do some months at home, locked up, etc., your life changes. I mean, I'm an expert on lockdown, so I spent 5 months once. It was called house arrest. So I'm very good at lockdowns. I was allowed for 1 hour a day to walk around my courtyard under house arrest. But it's changed your thinking. I mean, I know people did run out the minute that they're allowed to and have a meal. But suddenly people think you spent months and months of not spending money, and people are out of work or had their hours reduced or whatever, and they're feeling the pinch. You suddenly start thinking, is it worth it? Am I getting value for money here?
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I did a thing on 3OW. If you're having trouble with your credit card, this is my tip. Put your credit card in your undies drawer for a month, okay? Draw money out of your ATM and only pay cash for everything for a month.
Yep.
You get in a restaurant and you have dinner. When you've got a credit card, you sign it. Often you don't even look at it, You sign it off. If you're peeling off a $50 note or two or three or four, you stop and think, was that value for money? Did I really need to do that?
Yeah.
And that sort of thinking, I think, is permeating people post-COVID on a lot of things.
Yes, absolutely. Hearing you.
And everybody, and me included, are buying online. A lot of online shopping. I've even...
I think we try and push away from that as much as we can locally. I mean, the last 12, 18 months is let's buy local.
I'm guilty. I mean, I even bought some Skechers online. I bought shoes online. Never dreamed you'd do that and they fit. But you get into that habit, doing it.
Anyway, Darren, absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. No, it's been a privilege. It's been wonderful. Thanks for being on the show. And it's great to have you here.
Enjoy. And look, Mildura, as I said, I didn't believe it was so flat.